We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
1.7 FM Memphis.
This is the Early Word Morning News Brief from the Daily Memphian. Today, Chris Harrington's in for Bianca Phillips, and I'm Kex Patterson in for Natalie Van Gundy. Good morning, Memphis. It is Monday, August 26th. So we all know about the mess going on with MATA. 50 years ago, the city's system deployed nearly 300 buses to cover roughly 100 square miles. Today, those numbers are reversed. Fewer, maybe many fewer than 100 buses cover nearly 300 square miles. The math doesn't math, and it keeps on not mathing. Memphis is built for car ownership, but not everyone can handle that burden. Where to go from here as MATA contemplates a drastic budget reduction? There's an audit, a national transit consultant, a model in Indianapolis, and a growth in smaller, more geographically constructed on-demand offerings are all a part of the mix. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital is world-renowned for combating childhood cancer, but it's trying to draw more attention to an effort that will prevent future adult cancers, a childhood vaccine against HPV, an infection that results in more than 36,000 cancer cases in the U.S. each year. What used to be just BBQ Fest has now noisily spread into not two, but three competitions. The massive smokers dotted dual tent cities in May, but the smaller patio porkers competition, once a part of Memphis in May, went down this weekend at Bill Street's Handy Park. Is it possible that the most happening place in Memphis for arts this week will be a retirement community? It is possible. Where else will representatives of Theater Memphis, Ballet Memphis, Opera Memphis, the Memphis Symphony, Stax, and many others will be performing at the exact same time, but at the Trezevant Manor's second annual Trezevant Gala for the Arts. And this week...
And good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. You're listening to WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee. We're 91.7 on your dial. And you're listening to a show called Songs That Move You. And I'm here with the person who's being moved this morning, Dan Conaway. Hey, Dan.
Good morning, Willie. Man, and everybody out there.
I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad to be here.
Yes. Okay, folks, if you've never listened to our show, here's how it works. Dan is bringing 10 songs that mean something to him, and we're going to talk about said songs and maybe some other things as well. There may be some opinions thrown around.
Oh, just maybe.
Maybe. But I'm glad to have Dan here. Dan is one of my buddies, and we've done a lot of work together over the years. And you know him from the Daily Memphian, from writing books, and from all these things that he does. So I'm glad to have you here. What's been going on?
Well, just living has been going on. Lots of things happening. I'm so privileged to have that space that I have every Friday, so I can just get out there and talk about whatever I feel like I want to talk about, and hopefully people read it and then they talk among themselves and get some things moving. So I've enjoyed that very much.
I tell you, to be an influencer, as they say, is a good thing, because I'm telling you, you always bring up some things that we need to hear and that we need to discuss. So, but what we're going to discuss this morning, we're going to discuss some music. And
absolutely,
I'm looking at your list here, and man, you got some good stuff here. Do you want to just start at the top here? I see a produce item as the first song you picked. What would that be?
With green onions, probably.
That would be. Okay, here we go. And I know why you picked this, because this is what it is, Memphis, right?
Oh, absolutely. And it is, and it's so Memphis in so many ways, because it just sort of happened. These guys didn't plan to make this song. They didn't go through a whole lot. They didn't bring in a whole lot of people. They were just fooling around in between sessions at Stax and came up with something that moves everybody. This is my ringtone. I get to listen to this every time my phone rings, and if I hadn't put it on mute for this show, I'd probably hear it a couple of times in the next hour, and I never get tired of it. This is a song where if you're not bobbing your chin up and down, you're just not listening.
There you go. Here we go. Green Onions, Booker T and the MGs. Does it get any better than that?
No,
that's the
really,
question.
It really doesn't. God. It really doesn't.
And that was cut probably in 65, maybe, something like that. 64, 65. Man.
And it's still, I mean, it's still, it's so Memphis. It just, it was organic.
Yeah. Yeah,
we Willie and I were talking while I was playing a little bit. There was no music in front of those guys. They were just doing that. And then after they did it, they had to figure out what they did. Somebody had to go back in and chart that.
That's right.
I mean, what a piece. What a
piece. That's great.
And Stax was organic. Stax was born, you know, out of the sidewalks of Memphis. I mean, literally out of the sidewalks of Memphis. I mean, you know, when he started that, he thought he was going to do country music in that studio, and his wife had that record store next door, and they went out and saw what people were dancing to on the sidewalk, and it wasn't country music.
Right.
And it just, it was just us. It came out of us, and like us, it had a bad end, and that was our fault. And we've done that with a number of things, but we're just the organic creativity in the sidewalk cracks here is an amazing thing to me in my many years, and it still is.
Well said, my friend. Well said, and that you're exactly right. There's just there was really no pretense in any of this stuff. It just happened.
No.
You know, they didn't have time for pretense, right?
Yeah, they had to invent that later.
That's right. All right. Folks, you're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR. And as always, I like to tell folks, this is an all-volunteer radio station. So if you ever feel moved, go to WYXR.org and go hit that donate button, because every little bit helps. Everybody that you hear on the air here is a volunteer. And we do it because we love music. We love talking to people, and we love Memphis, so we're
and
glad.
We buy our own coffee.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. All right. Tell you what, we're going to slide on down to your next pick here, Dan, and we leave Memphis and go to Detroit.
Okay.
What
are we doing?
With the Temps.
We doing My Girl.
Yes.
Yeah, right. I don't know what order I gave them to you, but I know what that is.
Yeah. Okay.
This is my favorite song.
Okay.
Just my favorite song. Been my favorite song since I was a kid. And I just think that, you know, it hit me as a kid that this is who I was looking for.
Yeah.
And then somebody I found fits that description. So it's a celebratory thing. That, you know, Motown is kind of a neighbor of ours. I mean, you know, we were doing our thing here and they were doing their thing there, and we mixed a lot.
We really did.
Yeah.
That is true.
Same times.
All right, here we go. The Temptations, My Girl. yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There you go, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's another one.
And if she's listening right now, that was for Nora, my wife.
Oh, how sweet. All right. Here we go, folks. It is the end of August, I think. So we're going to, I believe, have kind of a hot week.
Oh.
And, yeah, going to be hot. And I don't know why I'm giving the weather.
No.
I'm sure you didn't tune in to hear the weather.
The Sahara is hot.
That's right, yeah.
And we're going to be just a touch above that,
right, we will, with a little bit of humidity on top of that. Yeah, so. Yeah. But you know what?
Yeah.
It is about the end of summer.
Yes,
and
it is.
It's going to be done. And we're going to have another glorious Memphis fall, which is always a wonderful, wonderful thing, just to ride around this city. I don't know of many places that are more beautiful than Memphis in late October.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's just so good.
April and October, I think, are our best months.
Yep, yep. Let's vote to keep that to just have April and October.
Oh, and by the way, for your listeners, my birthday's in October.
It is. What day?
October the 10th. So why don't you give a gift to the radio station and mention my name? I am 103 years old.
Well, it would have been better if you were 91.7 years old.
All right, let's go for 91.7. I like that. That's
there
good.
You go.
That's right.
All right, folks. All right, we're going to move right along here. This next song really moves me, too, and I was so glad when I saw it on your list. This is an Aaron Copland song. Tell me why
he's an American composer that really understood the spirit and the depth of the depth of the heart and soul of this country with what he did. And this piece, it's called Fanfare for the Common Man, and it celebrates who we really are. And this is a political year, as you're all aware, but the common man needs to be celebrated, and in this election, the common man is going to make, common man and woman are going to make the difference. And so this is a celebration of who we really are as a country, not the elite, but the spirit of this it captures that, I think. So let's hit it.
All right.
Thank you.
That's so
that's
powerful.
Big, isn't it?
You know, it's aspirational. You know, I mean, it just gives you that. Yes, we can do anything.
And if you've ever seen the clouds moving across a big sky,
yeah,
that feels like that. That feels like us. I mean, it has a spirit of we can do it.
Yeah,
it really does.
It's bold.
It's bold.
It's very bold. All right, Aaron Klobman, that was a good one. I love that. I love that. All right. Well, Dan, what have you been working on? You got any books coming out or anything?
No, I really don't. I had a book come out end of last year, and we're really going to start promoting that pretty hard. We just sort of had a soft opening for that, but it's a book I did with Bill Haltom called Never Over the Hill.
Right.
And it's about our college years at the University of Tennessee, but it's about college in general. It's about... Mm-hmm. You know, the transition you make from a frightened little boy to a young man in a 4-year period of time.
Wow.
It's and you know, men and women go through changes in college that they will never experience in another period that short, tense. Mm-hmm. And the late 60s when we were in college was a pretty dramatic time for everybody. And then it was also we did the foolishness things that you do in college, too. That's all it was.
I can't imagine you doing anything foolish.
But, you know, just that. And then my brother's got a new book out. We've been talking about that because I've been reading it, and I'm going to do a review of that in the next couple of weeks because it's he did 3 novellas in one book, in one cover. It's three, uh-huh. It's 3 short books.
Okay.
But one of them's about Memphis, and it's... It's the boy can write.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
So I've been fiddling with that a little bit. So and then you and I have been fiddling with a couple of things. You know,
yes, so, we're always fiddling with something.
We're doing something.
Yeah,
doing something. How's your book, by the way?
Doing good. Yeah. I saw that that it has sold well since it's been out about a month.
It's a great
title.
It's
been selling really well.
It's a great title.
Yeah, and I hope people will come. I have some signing events coming up. You can hit me on Facebook. Those are on there. I'm just going to be at Burke's on September 5th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then at Elmwood on the 17th of September and the 21st, two events, one on a Saturday afternoon and one on like Tuesday night.
He's aware of these things. He's looking at me, giving me these dates. He's not looking at anything, so he knows when they are.
I think it's just been drilled into my head.
Absolutely.
Somebody I know drilled those into my head and told
I know who that is.
Told me to be to talking about that. But yeah, so I'm gonna read some from the book and sign some books, and I really really appreciate all the great comments I've been getting from people. It's been incredible. But we are here to play songs that move you.
Let's do that. Yeah.
So let me see what we have. Do I get to pick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Pick one up.
All right. I think I'm going to have to go with a Patsy Cline song.
Oh, yeah.
Is that good?
Oh, yeah.
Will that work? Okay.
That song is going to live forever.
It will.
First time I heard that, I was a little boy, and here I am far from a little boy, and I'm still thinking about that song. I love it.
Yeah. Here we go. This is Crazy by Patsy Cline.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I let myself worry? crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you.
Oh, man. What a... Whoa, hang on.
I must have had a phone call.
That's right. Booker T's trying to get back in there. He says, wait, that was fine, but watch this. Man, I'm telling you, that production of that song is just flawless.
It is. You know? And the way she just... I mean, she carries those notes out. Yeah, it's a timeless song.
It's really so good. It's so good. All right. We're gonna push on. We got a lot of songs to play, so we're gonna push on here. Let's see. Ooh, you got a Bonnie Raitt song on here. Can we play that?
I think so. And we don't need to go into any depth about what this moves you to do, but it is. I think it's a great song, the way she talks, sings things, and just, it's, I'd listen to Bonnie Raitt read a phone book.
Yeah, she's
terrific, and this is, let's just call this an invitation.
Here we go.
Someone to really understand.
right. Bonnie. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
It is. It is.
Man, she can play. Wow.
She can. And, you know, her.
And sing.
And the instrumental portions of that. I mean, yeah. It just, yeah.
It's again. Perfect. Wow. That's
great. A lot of songs on my list cause you to have wrecks when you're driving down the street. I mean, it takes you away, and you're yeah. not paying attention to that guy in front of you at the stoplight.
Yeah. That's right. So, folks, this is also a cautionary show. do not run into anybody while you're listening here. So, Dan, I always wonder, you know, a lot of people have to write on deadline, and you have a deadline always looming. Mm. What, you know, for people out there who don't know.
It is, a matter of fact, looming today.
Oh, it is? Yes. Okay.
There's a column boiling in me somewhere right now that I'm going to have to serve sometime in the next day or so. The process of that is that I don't know where the idea is going to come from. I really don't. I can't go out and say, okay, I'm going to go find a column in the next hour. I've got to. It will come.
Yeah.
It will come. But the beauty of the privilege I have is it can be on any subject, basically.
Yeah. Right.
As I said, I consider it a privilege, so I can never phone it in. Mm-hmm. I mean, I want it to be as different as it might be each week. I want it to be something people look forward to reading, even if they look forward to getting mad.
Yeah.
I mean, that's okay, too. Sure. Some of my readers do exactly that.
Yeah.
And it's fun to look at the comments because they may comment about something they disagree with me about, and then somebody disagrees with them, and then they start getting a fight with each other in the comments. And
that's right.
And I'm not even in there.
That's right. You could just stand off on the sideline and watch
read
this.
The but it is a privilege, and you know, and you know it's too as a writer of your many talents. But when you look at that cursor just blinking, that naked cursor just blinking at you. There's always something there for me to start with, but what I fear the most is one of these days I'll look at that cursor and there'll be nobody home. I mean, there's nothing there. I mean, but that has not happened.
That has not happened. That is not going to happen today.
No, something's going to happen today.
That's right.
Something's going to happen
today. Oh, well, that, you know, it's really interesting. And I mean, how does it make you feel to have a voice in this huge city that we live in?
Oh, it's a compliment. I mean, I've lived here all my life. I love nothing better than the spirit that in this city, and it's and what we produce out of our misery sometimes too.
Yeah.
But
well put.
You know, that paper was born right across the lobby here. I'm looking out the window of the studio, and a few of us got together in the Daily Memphis a few years ago, and invented something that's going forward, and I couldn't be happier about that. I mean, it's really caught hold, and people want to have a paper that's about theirs. Right. And yes, I know it's not really a paper you hold in your hands. I miss that too, but we still call it a paper because it has a certain old school feel to the way we organized it, so it feels like a paper. It's right. You know, it's got a masthead. It's right. You know, it's got lead stories. It's got things that change, and it's about us. It's about our city, and we deserve to have something like that.
Yeah, and I love it that stories get updated like through the day.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's more information.
That's
comes
the magic
in.
Of digital.
It
you
really
can
is.
Yeah,
I mean, and when people say, "Oh, well, I wish it was something I could hold in my hand," but you know, something you can hold in your hand is old news.
Well, when we first did it, I did an ad about saying if you miss something you can hold in hand, just get your dog to bring you your iPad, you know, and hold that in your hand.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Okay, we're going to push along here. Folks, we are so happy you're taking this little ride with us this morning on Songs That Move You on WYXR. And always remember, these are people who volunteer their time to come in here and entertain you. If you've not listened to any of the other shows, which I'm sure you have, but there's so many great shows on here. If it's jazz, if it's roots music, if it's
it's Caribbean music, whatever. There is something here for you. And so I just appreciate the opportunity to come here every Monday morning and bring a guest in, and we talk about the things that move them. So, and as I always say, if you out there in radio land would like to be on the show, I would love to have you on the show. So you don't have to have any pedigree, right?
That's right.
Or maybe. Yeah. You just have to have your shots. Right?
Yeah, please. Please have your shots.
Have your shots before you come in here with us. All right. Hey, I see what your next song is, and it is also one of those quintessential Memphis songs.
Absolutely.
And it's
another invitation, and this is every bit as meaningful now, more so now, even so than when it happened to begin with. But just, you know, this is a song that, listen to the music, but listen to the message here. Listen to what's being said.
That's right. This is the Staple Singers with I'll Take You There. Mercy, mercy. Yeah, yes. I think they did take us there, didn't they?
Oh, they did.
I still love it. Yeah. All right, folks, you're listening to WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee, and we are glad you are listening today, and we hope you keep listening. David is in the house. Hey, David. All right, David is coming on with the new Soft Shoe Show, and man, he has a stack of wax, call it. What's he got? Let me see what he's got up for. Oh,
good luck with that one.
Well, I can't even say the name of
good
that.
Luck with that one.
Oh well, I can. Okay, good. Oh, Pat Metheny works good. Okay, my children would be happy. Okay, and Dave Pike, Jazz for the Jet Set. Oh, that looks good. Okay.
You got some.
All right, so Let me tell you, David has such great taste in music because he owns two, not one, but two record stores. All right.
And
so
you're going to spin it.
That's right. He's going to spin it for us this morning. That's right. He's doing real stuff. He's not mashing buttons on his phone, Dan.
All right. Figure out how to drop the needle.
That's right. Yeah, I'm sorry. That is way out of my pay grade there, trying to
count the tracks going across and then put that needle down in the right spot.
That's right. He never misses. All right, folks. Well, all right, Dan, do I get to choose your next song?
Absolutely.
Okay. I think I'm going to choose, oh man, okay. How about a Garth Brooks song?
There you go. I love this song.
Okay, here we go. This is Garth Brooks.
It's my kind of place.
There you go. We all want to go to a place like this. Friends in Low Places.
Smart ass.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. Well, I got a friend in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. I'm not big on social. Then I've been there before, and everything's alright. I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene. Just give me an hour and then we'll all be as high as that ivory tower. You're never. This is where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues. Think I'll slip on down to the oasis. Oh, I've got a friend in low places.
Now that we're off the radio, we can do this last verse, right?
Well, I guess I was wrong. I just don't belong. Then I've been there before. Everything's alright. I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. You got it in me to cause a big scene. Just wait till I finish this glass. Then sweet little lady, I'll head back to the bar. Help me out now and you can kiss my ass. Oh, I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. I'm not big on social graces. Think I'll slip on down to the Oasis. Oh, I've got a friend in low places. Now it's all you guys. Let me hear it, okay? Places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. It all be okay. I'm not big on social graces. Think I'll slip on down to the Oasis. Oh, I've got a friend in low places.
Well, Garth, I know you got friends in low places, but some of the rest of us do too. Is that just America?
Yeah, it is.
It could be, right?
And I'll tell you another damn thing.
There we go. Friends in low places. I like that song. I like that a whole lot.
I do too.
Hey, folks, I want to tell you that something is coming up on Thursday, this Thursday, August 29th from 6 to 8 p.m. right here in Crosstown Concourse, and it's going to be on the second floor here. WYXR is sponsoring the pull-up, and we'd like for you to pull up about 6 p.m. and come on and listen to Serena Wages. She's going to be playing here. And then also, Jamie Harmon of America Studios is going to be taking portraits in his studio on the second floor for free. If you've ever wanted a great photograph of yourself or family or whoever, please come to this, because Jamie is like the best, and it's the coolest studio you will ever see. And this is just going to be a fun time. It's all free right here at Crosstown Concourse, and that is this Thursday, August 29th from 6 to 8 p.m. So come on down. It should be fun. And it's brought to you by WYXR, the good folks at WYXR, including myself. Mm-hmm. All right. I got Dan Conaway with me this morning. Dan, man, we've been having some fun here. We got a couple more songs to play. You want to hear some something from our original guy here?
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Well, I think we need to do this one.
This is so, you know, his early stuff is my favorite stuff, and this is one of those.
Okay, here we go.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that heartbreak hotel where I'll be just a lonely baby. Well, I'm so lonely, I'll be just so lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. I'll be just so lonely, baby, I'll be just so lonely, I'll be just so lonely, I could die. Keep flowing, the desk clerks dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street, they'll never look back and think it's so. They think it's so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely. Well, they're so lonely, and they could die. Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down Lonely Street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be. You're so lonely, baby. Well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die.
to cry the baby blue. It's so lonely, Becky Bay. Well, it's so lonely. It'll be so lonely they could die.
All right, there he is. There is our number one guy there, Mr. Elvis Presley.
Absolutely.
Oh, man. And what a spare production that is.
Exactly. I mean,
it's pretty much, you know, Scotty Moore's playing a little bit in there, here and there, and the bass,
that is upright Elvis. Bass. Elvis is the instrument.
Yeah, he
and
really
he sang
is.
Like an instrument.
Yeah.
That was those early, you know, while the country hadn't heard anything quite like
that's
that.
That's right.
That's
some good stuff.
It is.
All right, folks, we are here in the Crosstown Concourse, and I know I say this every week, but it just amazes me that this place is what it is today and has come from what it was.
Absolutely.
20 years ago and 30 years ago. I mean, this place was closed up for I don't know how many years.
It was just sitting
decades.
Here.
Yeah.
It was just sitting here as a great big old ghost.
Yeah, and now it is a vibrant community and things are happening here. You know, it's so nice to sit here every Monday morning and watch people walk by and people wave to us. And there's a lot of smiling faces here, which I love to see.
Well, speaking about those deadlines you talked about, you know, I have written columns going up here on, it's seventh floor where you can get right on the edge and look down into the concourse.
Yeah.
I've dropped my laptop down there and written a couple of times.
That's great.
It's a very good place to be.
I bet. Yeah. All right. Tell you what. How about let's go back and do another Stax song here. We've got an Otis Redding song that is.
We don't have enough time to play that all the way because he could stretch that out that for about
is,
30 minutes.
That is true. So we're gonna go with Try a Little Tenderness here, but we may have to duck out of it a little
bit. That's another piece of good advice.
Oh, here's some good stuff. Here we go. It's Otis Redding.
It's not just sentimental, no, no, no. She has her grief and care, yeah, yeah, yeah. But the soft words, they are spoke so gentle, yeah. It makes it easier. Too bad. You won't regret it, no, no. Young girls, they don't forget it. Love is their home, happiness, yeah. But it's all so easy. All you gotta do is try.
I tell you what, I know I say this a lot, but it doesn't get much better than that. Oh, that's some great stuff. And what a great production. This thing, it just builds and builds. And I tell you, you're right. We were talking while this was playing. The Alive in Europe tour that they did. Man, he just tears this thing
and he
up.
Keeps, as long as audience wants him up there doing it, he'll keep coming up and doing it.
That's right.
And got everybody in the building involved.
Yep. That's good stuff. Yeah. All right, Otis Redding. Okay, we've got time for one more song. Dan, I want to thank you for being here, man. This has been so much fun. It's
Thanks
always great seeing
me.
You. We talk on the phone and over email a lot. But it's good to lay eyes on you.
And you too, my friend, as always.
All right. Well, tell you what. What are we going to end this with?
Let's do a little bit of Joel.
Okay.
I can do that.
All right. So, folks, we will see you next week, 9 o'clock, on Songs That Move You. I'll have another guest in. And we're going to have some more fun. Big thanks to Dan Conway for being here this morning. You can reach out, get his books. You can read him in the Daily Memphian. And Billy Joel says he's going to love us all for the longest time.
Yeah,
right? Here we go.